Good morning. I am checking in as a mom today and figure I'm talking to all the parents and just I have an ongoing interesting set of interactions with my oldest. He's the one who is so capable and so smart and such a lovely person, but doesn't really have that belief in himself. He doesn't have he doesn't think he's smart, and he is. He's very smart, but he doesn't have that, that self-awareness, right? And so I oftentimes interact with him and get frustrated because I'm very different. I didn't necessarily have the self-confidence, but I knew I was smart, and I knew, that I would do well in school and that kind of stuff. So it was different. I was very self-driven. No one had to tell me to do my things, to work on this, to study, to do my homework. No one ever had to tell me that stuff. So it's hard to deal with, the difference. But what I'm coming to say today is to approach the individual in your children. The solutions for him are different than the solutions were for me. And the difference than the solutions are for my middle son and my youngest daughter. They're all different. I can't approach them all the same because they're not the same. And I mean, I can approach them all the same, but it wouldn't be very effective. And I think that's something that a lot of us have a hard time with because we want to wrap our own expectations and our own prejudgments about what, quote, should be into our children. And we think that they're completely reflective of who we are as people. And I don't think they are. I think kids have their own stuff, their own unique abilities, their own unique circumstances and experiences, which means their needs are unique and different. So, it's not easy to detach enough from your children to not feel like personally assaulted by them not doing well in school how have I failed? But that's, to me, is selfish. And it's easy to fall into that as parents because we do think that we as humans are reflected in how they are doing. And I learn every time I have an interaction with my oldest, because he's my most challenging at this point. He's the oldest and he's the first teenager and all the things. But I realize when I'm gentle with him and talk to him about why I'm concerned about what I'm concerned about and what I hope to see from him, and then I ask him what his hopes and goals are, where he feels like he's at, what he thinks he's capable of, we have an entirely different conversation. Like, for example, this morning was his first midterm ever. He had never taken a midterm. And so he wasn't feeling well yesterday after school, and he was trying to get out of it this morning. And he did have a little bit of a fever, but I'm like, honey, you need to go and get it done. I was like, I'll pick you up after. It's only like an hour and a half. You'll be okay. I'll come get you. And I think he almost makes himself physically ill because he gets so anxious that it actually shows up physically in his body as illness. I don't think this is a contagious thing that, whatever, because this has happened over and over. And I talked to him on the way because we kind of were at it this morning and my dad got mad at him and, it's like, that's your job to do well in school. And I don't take that approach with my kids. But I am constantly having conversations with him about, I hope, what are you interested in? And he'll tell me, I'm really enjoying video editing. And I think that might be cool. And he actually a couple weeks ago said, I'd love to be a social media manager for a sports team. And I'm like, well, that's really cool. And I said, what could you possibly do? What kind of thing, what kind of job could you possibly do? What kind of things we could set you up to get you some experience in doing that? And we talked about brainstorming some ideas, And so I'm going to sit with him and we're going to look up the local college. We're going to look up, there's a minor league baseball team about an hour away. We're going to look into that and see if we can find him an internship or something like that, where he gets some hands-on experience and steps into it. And to me, this is a lot more effective way to get him interested and involved than yelling and screaming and saying you have to do well in school or else. That's not effective. It hasn't been effective for him from the start. And it just makes all of us sad and angry and hurt feelings and all the things. Whereas encouraging him to get excited about something and having some kind of mentor or role model in that regard, I don't know. There's something different. So I encourage everyone as parents, it's not an easy job. It's not easy to be present and conscious all the time when dealing with our kids, especially, you know, when they're struggling, because it often comes out as frustration. And it's hard a lot of times to not get sucked into that frustration with them. So I encourage everybody to take a deep breath and to kind of approach the individual rather than the situation, because it's always more than what's on face value, especially when they're teenagers, because they don't really understand all their feelings. They don't really understand the hormonal shifts. They don't understand why their girlfriend or boyfriend or friend was mean to them. They don't understand all of those things yet. And so they internalize them and it broods in them, and then they get big feelings and then they burst at you because you're safe. And then they retreat into their rooms and, you know, they do all the wrong things to deal with the issue. They hide from it and push it down and get mean to people and do all the wrong, not wrong, but like ways that aren't going to help make them feel better. Right? And they're not going to solve the issue. So it's our job as parents to kind of help them navigate through that in a calm and patient manner. So yeah, it's hard because there's no right answer, you know, like what is the right thing to do? I don't know. But I think the more we can approach them as the individuals that they are, the better they're going to be, the better we're going to feel, the calmer and more patient interactions we're going to have together. And we talked the whole way to school, and he, before that, had been crying because he didn't want to go. I think he was very anxious about his test, and I told him, I said, I figured out the math. I said, you can get between a 35% and 100 and still have the same semester grade. So as long as you don't get a 34% or below on your test, you're fine. And I think that made him feel better. Like, you know, his semester grade's not going to change that much. It's only whatever. So we figured out the math. And I don't know. And we talked about, like, what should we do this summer? Let's get you an internship. Let's whatever. And he seemed excited about those ideas. I might have to push him because he does tend towards a lot of anxiety. But that's in the direction of something that he really wants. And the more I think young people are doing stuff that engages them and that it excites them and lights them up and makes them, you know, happy, the more they're going to do well in all other areas of their life. It's just, that's what I've seen over and over and over again with working with teenagers, is you find that thing that they can do that's just for them and they can be successful at it. And now all of a sudden they're doing better in other areas as well. Sorry, I'm on a bumpy road, so I probably sound funny. But yeah, so keep giving it a try. If you need help working with your teens, I am building my business very quickly right now. I am working hard on getting my micro school open in the fall. There'll be an online only component and there'll be an in-person component here where I live in New Hampshire. But if you're interested in learning about any of my life coaching groups, there are ways to work through this time period that make it less tumultuous. I know that it can be very difficult. to work with teens and all their teenageness. And so that's why I'm here to help. I really, it's my joy. It's what I'm good at. It's my reason, really. So I've had a really good couple of months here where I've been super focused on working for it and my building my business stuff, and working with teens is where it's at for me. So yeah, so please reach out. My what is my information? Outside the Box Academy online at gmail.com. If you want to email me, you can look at my website, outsidetheboxacademy.online. If you want to see what I've got going on with that, you can come join us at llamascar.com. That's our wellness community that we've got going. So many really good things happening that I think will be for the betterment of our young people. So come join us, please. And keep on keeping on being the best parents you can be, because I promise it's worth it. It's worth the effort. It's worth the hardship. But if we can make it easier, a little bit easier, a little bit easier, a little bit easier, it really will help everyone. So keep trying. All right. Good luck. And I'm here for you if you need me. All right. Bye-bye.